Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Welcome to Tesla World Radio. I'm Mark Alessi, the Executive Director of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe, located in Shoreham, New York. I'm joined for today's podcast by Lisa Mirabelli from Vertigo Media. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing rather well.
Oh, great. So we have something exciting happening in the media.
That's right. Current Wars comes out.
That's right. The Martin Scorsese Current Wars. Everyone's got to go see it. I mean, there's no bigger battle.
I've been getting calls the past 2 weeks. So for those of you listening in that are not familiar with the Current Wars or what it's going to be about, this is a film that is going to detail the battle of the currents, the alternating current versus direct current, AC versus DC, Tesla versus Edison. So at the Tesla Science Center, where we are turning famed inventor Nikola Tesla's last standing lab into a museum and science center and business accelerator right here on Long Island. It's been an epicenter of the tech world today. That's who helped save this in a crowdfund. That's who's joining in as benefactors. Now, this film highlights the tech giants of yesteryear during Tesla's time, and it's raising awareness of Nikola Tesla and his impact on our lives, and it's creating a good deal of excitement. So we've had, you know, international press reaching out to us, CNN, Newsday, and just, you know, tying the thread between this historical place here in our backyard, this movie that's coming out, and really the entire story that impacted the world.
I think that a lot of people here in the United States, and especially on Long Island, don't understand the significance of the Shoreham Wading River location and the inventions that Nikola Tesla has actually touched. So his patents were numerous, over 300, I think, patents that he created. But in this movie specifically, they're highlighting the AC-DC current wars, right? We have Nikola Tesla, who came over to work with Edison when he was very young as an apprentice. And from there, I'll let you take the story.
Tesla was working first for the Edison Corporation in Paris. And Edison's people realized that he was this genius that really understood electricity and was able to do some enormous things with electricity. And they were mostly working with direct current, but Tesla knew how to unlock the potential of alternating current, which people realized if alternating current could be implemented, which was more theoretical, then you could make it go further in terms of transmission, and it's a lot less expensive to implement. So they convinced Tesla to come emigrate to America to work right under Thomas Edison to unlock the issues that Edison was having with direct current electricity. And Tesla was promised $50,000, which is $10 million in today's money.
Wow.
If he unlocks these issues. And he worked 20-hour days, which it wasn't for the money. He always worked 20-hour days. He was a workaholic. He was really about inventing as much as he possibly could in the 80 years that he would have to impact humanity. But he was begging Edison, who he really idolized, that they should move towards alternating current and abandon direct current. And long story short, he does what he has to do for Edison. Edison does not want to switch gears or go into alternating current. And he stiffs Tesla on the money. He basically said, you didn't understand, that was more of like an American joke and you don't get our humor, or it was not translated right.
Really?
Yeah. So Tesla quits, and long story short, he gets backed by Westinghouse, which Westinghouse was a strong entrepreneur. In the 1880s, he had invented a number of items like the air brake for locomotives. So the train and locomotive industry was surging at this time. And here you had this inventor who was really good at commercializing things, and that was George Westinghouse. And he was looking to compete with
Edison.
Yeah. And that's what this movie's about. And Tesla, you know, he comes into the Westinghouse Corp as this young, brash inventor, probably ruffled some feathers of the other engineers that were trying to make alternating current happen for Westinghouse. And, you know, as I read some of the biographies on Tesla, like Mark Cipher's book, you could see that some of those early friction within the Westinghouse Corporation, the people that, you know, even though Tesla basically made that corporation, by unlocking the power of alternating current. And he actually, you know, Tesla made a huge self-sacrifice. And I hope that comes out in this movie. He invents alternating current, or the apparatus that helps implement alternating current, like the rotating magnetic field motor.
That's in the Tesla car today.
That's in the Tesla car today.
Right.
And, you know, a number of other items that were important for the implementation of alternating current. And he had patents. And he was promised royalties from Westinghouse. Now, those royalty contracts were overly generous to Tesla. And as a result, Westinghouse's investors did not see that there was going to be a great ROI. And he couldn't get additional money to compete with Edison with the alternating current. Tesla looked at this, and instead of just, you know, renegotiating his royalty contract so that he could still make some money off of
right.
it, he was more about, I want to make sure that the masses get electricity. And
so
I know
for
that
the
alternating
good of
current,
humanity.
For the good of humanity, he ripped up his royalty contract, which made him a billionaire on paper. Part of it was practical, that he knew on paper he's a billionaire, but not going to happen if he didn't do this. But again, he could have renegotiated that. You know, when people look at us today, you know, we're doing this museum dedicated to telling Tesla's story as accurately as possible and getting rid of the junk science around him.
Right.
And the junk stories that are, you know, who knows where they were fabricated and they've been passed on for quite some time now.
The superstitions and illusions
right.
of magicians.
Tesla wasn't an alien.
No,
you know.
He was not an alien traveling through space.
But he was a brilliant engineer and inventor and really didn't care about money. He just wanted to improve humanity. And there's not a technology that we touch today that he didn't, you know, we're being broadcast over the radio. Tesla is the true inventor of radio.
Marconi.
It wasn't Marconi. Marconi did a single transmission using 17 of Tesla's patents. Now, the money followed Marconi because he hit that milestone, even though he ripped off Tesla's patents.
Right.
But the U.S. Supreme Court in 1947, I believe, ruled after Tesla's death that he is the true inventor of radio, that Marconi was using
Tesla's.
I had no idea. So, you know, most people turn on a radio, they don't realize it's Tesla.
That's
actually why the band named themselves Tesla. They read this in his biography.
Oh, how interesting.
They were trying to figure out their name in the early 80s.
So Tesla the band.
Yeah, is named after Nikola Tesla. And the whole Radio Controversy album,
That's amazing.
They were stirring the pot in the 80s when people almost forgot who Tesla was. So big thank you to those guys.
So going back to Edison, so that happened when he was working. He was working primarily in New York City at the time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Then when he was working with Westinghouse, there was a stint in time where he was up at Niagara Falls and worked up there. Then he came back to New York. And tell me, how did he get to Shoreham Wading River? What is that story and the significance with that particular property?
Don't know if it's going to come out in this movie. I can't wait to see the movie. But
Tesla, I would love to have a preview.
Tesla's working for Westinghouse. He unlocks the potential of alternating current. Westinghouse is, because he ripped up his royalty contract, able to raise capital and compete with Edison. And it's a better technology. So it starts winning contests.
So his technology is winning contests.
Yep.
Okay.
So basically, there were like RFPs and contests for like, if you were going to electrify a downtown because there was no electric, they're like, well, who are we going to go with? And there's two different methodologies. And then they would weigh them and like, well, obviously alternating current is better. And so it just became the standard.
Cheaper.
Right.
More efficient.
And so at the same time, there was an RFP for unlocking the power of Niagara Falls by building a hydropower plant. And Tesla and Westinghouse won that.
That's amazing.
And you got to understand that at the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, or during the Industrial Revolution, at the dawn of using fossil fuels and to power electricity, Tesla already was looking past that, saying this is not the way to go. We should be looking at renewable energies like wind and hydro. He knew that solar would be.
Wow.
Yeah. This is 1880s, 1890s.
So creating the green movement in the 1880s.
Yes. And again, when he's that far ahead of the population, he was maligned as being out there and crazy, and because he was so far ahead of his time.
Any kind of change that, especially using
things
that are invisible.
Harness the power of the sun? What is this guy thinking?
Exactly.
But he knew that we could eventually, and he knew we had to work towards that. So one thing about Niagara Falls is one of his power plants is still functional up there over 100 years later.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a backup generator that NYPA keeps on the sideline in case it's ever needed. So I can't wait to tour that.
Talk about significance.
He built things
in
to
history.
Last. Yeah.
Yeah, talk about significance in history. Okay, so up in Niagara Falls, and now he comes back to New York, and he meets, as I understand, J.P. Morgan Chase, and he has a mission that he wants to accomplish. He wants to go even further with the technology that he already understands so well and has created so many patents off of, decides to speak with him.
Everything he did was towards a goal. So he, as early as the 1880s and 1890s, was creating a plethora of different inventions that tied into one concept, even though they had other applications in different fields. Like when he was working with X-ray, he was more concerned with beaming. Oh, yeah. Tesla is the original inventor of X-ray.
No.
2 years before Rankine came out with his X-ray.
Oh, my gosh. This man's a genius.
Yeah, but he wasn't looking to image bones. He did take the first X-ray of his foot with a nail in it. So we have pictures of that at the Tesla Science Center. But he was not focused on medical imaging or anything like that.
Okay.
He was using X-ray tubes for directing electrical current. And waves.
I understand.
Every invention he did was to further the thought pattern of moving electricity and moving information and moving, wireless information, whether it's radio or two-way communication. And again, if you look at our world today, he knew we can get here, and he was trying very hard to create the building blocks for that. So after Niagara Falls, what he was trying to do is power the entire Northeast with his AC distribution system from power from Niagara Falls, and he felt he could do that throughout the country. But then that was step number one.
Okay.
Step number two is he felt that he could create a wireless system for communication, but he also felt that he can do wireless transmission of electricity, and he did it on a small scale.
Okay.
It's debatable how well it would work on a larger scale, and it's only debatable because he ran out of time and he couldn't make it happen. And so what happened here on Long Island, J.P. Morgan, who was friends with Tesla, he's the man about town after winning all these battles.
Industrial Revolution, of course.
He lived at the Waldorf Astoria. He's friends with Jacob Astor and Mark Twain and Stanford White and J.P. Morgan. So Morgan funds him here on Long Island to do radio transmission to Europe. Stanford White designs the lab building that is now currently at the Tesla Science Center. So it's historic. And, he builds this tremendous tower, the Tesla Tower at Wardenclyffe, and it was for radio transmission, but it was for something similar to ham radio, two-way communication. You're going to have multiple channels, so you can have a secure channel and talk to somebody on it. It's not just about broadcasting one signal. And, at the end of the day, when Marconi took some of Tesla's technologies to do a single transmission, a low-level single transmission, Tesla was unconcerned. But J.P. Morgan called him on the carpet and said, "How this guy beat you?" And Tesla said, "He didn't. I'm doing something much bigger. And at the end of the day, I'm even going to be able to do wireless transmission of electricity." That's not something that Morgan wanted to invest in. It actually even competed with some of his interests. Free energy or wireless transmission of energy that you couldn't charge for.
Yeah, this is the premier capitalist who needs to make money in everything that he's doing and didn't understand Tesla's need to better humanity.
So, the long story short is this, that, he got defunded, or there was no more funding put into this project. He put his own money in, ended up going bankrupt because he didn't have enough, and he lost the property. And we were able to resurrect it, buy it in 2013, and we're raising capital worldwide to try to open this. We raised $7 million. We have to raise another $13 million. And we're going to be able to tell the story of Tesla and his contemporaries, like what's going to be happening in this movie, and talk about technology today and inspire the technology tomorrow.
Well, I say Nikola Tesla won those current wars. I don't know about you, but that's what it sounds like
to me. Let's see what the movie says.
Let's see what the movie says. So log on to teslasciencecenter.org. Find out more. Find out how you can get involved. And let's keep the Nikola Tesla legacy alive. Help us build a science center. Have a great day.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.